Hello, this is Voices from the Recession. My name is Paul.
And this is James.
Welcome to the first installment of an ongoing series examining the effects of the economic collapse in Ireland on the lives of the people around us.
Today's show is Discontent at the Dáil.
Ireland is in a crisis. The economy has collapsed in large part because of a mismanaged and irresponsible banking system. The government is using taxpayers' money to bail out banks in an attempt to remedy the situation. This is paralleled by cuts in wages, layoffs, and a drastic reduction in public services. It's hard to find anyone who isn't affected by the recession these days.
The coming decade is uncertain. The only certainty is that real solutions are not coming from those in government or those running the economy. This is why Voices from the Recession will be looking elsewhere.
Public response to these cutbacks in general has been surprisingly muted. The traditional organisations that have defended the public interest in the past, such as trade unions, have either given in to government austerity plans or have been unable to offer real alternatives. Over the last week, there have been a series of demonstrations against the bank bailout and specifically Anglo-Irish Bank. Tensions have run high at these demonstrations, with people's anger being met with heavy-handed police tactics. This Tuesday, two demonstrations were held outside the Dáil.
We thought the one called under the banner of anti-capitalism might be an interesting place to start looking for an alternative.
James went along to take a look, and these were his first impressions of the demonstration. Later, we'll talk more in depth about what happened.
It's about 20 minutes before the demonstration is planned to commence. People are gathering quickly, and it looks like 300 have braved the inevitable rain to come out tonight. I arrived early, and the police were the first to show up. Right now, protesters are unfurling their banner to a backdrop of police mounted on horses, helicopters circling overhead, and dozens of high-vis-clad uniformed police. This demonstration was organized by the Workers' Solidarity Movement and the Shomras Bree Social Center. However, several other groups have come in support. The space we are now in is usually frequented by bicycle couriers in between runs, so let's first hear what they have to say.
You go to jail if you don't pay a TV license. You know, you get thrown out of your gaff if you don't fucking pay your mortgage.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if you rip off the entire state, grand. Look at Charles Hyde, he started it all off.
Yeah.
He gave him a state funeral, still riding us even though the cunt was dead.
That's quite interesting. But I guess anyone who's living in this country now knows that there's a good deal of latent anger about the situation the banks and the government have put people in. What were people on the demonstration saying?
So I asked people three simple questions. Why did you come down? How is the recession affecting you? And what ideas do you have for solutions? So let's hear how people responded to the first question.
I came down today to protest about the economic policies of the government during the current recession, where they're putting bankers and very large business interests over the interests of the people who live in the country.
Here this evening basically showing my opposition to the government bailing out the least rich in the country while cutting personally welfare and hopefully by people and families.
Basically, I don't agree with bailing out Anglo-Irish. I think it should have been well done. I don't agree with the way they're implementing the cuts, that they're targeting the poor first, they're targeting pensioners, they're cutting hospital beds, they're making cuts to health service and education.
Because I am against the bailout of the banks, and the poor and the sick are going to suffer, and all the taxpayers who are not responsible for this are being levied with to pay for this.
Okay, I came down today because I think it's about time that the Irish people said enough is enough and decided that it's time to make the rich pay for the crisis they caused and stop the government attacking the working class and the working people of Ireland.
Basically, I just came down to show my opposition to the measures the government have taken to bail out the banks, basically.
I guess a lot of those answers are what you'd expect in an economic recession. Was anyone there for any other reasons?
There were a few interesting ones. Let's hear them now.
Last Saturday, we were in town and saw a guard kneeing a 60-year-old man in the neck and saw like over 10 people being crushed by the guards' bodies. And we thought that it was really important to come today and highlight the police brutality that's been going on.
Okay, we're getting a picture of why people were there. So can you talk us through what exactly happened when the demonstration starts to move?
So the demonstrators are moving into the street now. The police are trying to shove people back onto the sidewalk. It doesn't appear to be working. Right now there's a police horse inside of protesters. It doesn't look good. It looks like people could get hurt. Okay, hold on. I'm going to step back right now. Okay, now it looks like the police are giving up and the march is now proceeding towards the bank.
Wow, that sounded like it was pretty out of control.
It was chaotic. It was quick but chaotic. So why did they go to Anglo-Irish Bank?
The best way to explain Anglo is that it's become a symbol, I guess, for all the anger that people in Ireland have at the moment. The anger stems from the fact that enormous amounts of Irish taxpayers' money has been used to bail out Anglo, which essentially is just a bank for speculators. It wasn't used by normal people. This, I suppose, in a way, has become a symbol of an entire system that has created the recession. The arguments over why the bank just wasn't allowed to collapse aren't really that strong.
So we know how Anglo has done since the collapse. They've gotten a lot of money from the Irish government. I had conversations with people protesting outside Anglo-Irish Bank that day, and they have not done as well during the recession.
Well, my wages have been cut 3 times in the last year and a half.
My partner's unemployed, so I'm covering the two of us. That's been on that for a year and a half. And just I work in the community sector, so it's getting increasingly difficult to do effective community work with budgets being slashed. So.
I remember the recessions in the 70s, the 80s, 15, you're not working, you're not going to work again, you know. So basically they're there now on the fucking scrap heap, because even if it turns around, they're going to be too old, they're going to employ younger people.
Yeah.
So they're not going to work again.
I've a lot less, personally I've a lot less money. There's no work to be applying for, so I'm kind of frustrated and so on. But the lack of action by the government in some sort of strategy to get people back to work, that's probably the most frustrating. It seems like an endless task.
And I was working in the financial services, but since December when I lost the job, now it's very hard to get a job in the finance. Or
those stories are pretty intense. It really sounds what we're hearing there is like almost every age profile in Irish society is being affected in a different way.
It's true. If you think about it, starting with someone who's, say, a student, them coming out, graduating, the prospects are just not there. There's no jobs for people coming out of college these days.
I think one of the stories that really hit me was that the older man speaking about the fact that people of his age, like what a recession means to him. He's seen a recession. He knows what it means. For him, it means he won't work again, probably.
It's a terrifying thing. I mean, to be 48 years old and to know with some certainty that your working career is over, that you're never going to get that sort of dignity that you can have.
You were down there because you sense anger being directed in a particular way.
People are definitely angry that the banks have gotten all the money. There's a sense that we're living in two different worlds. If you're someone who runs a hedge fund, if you're someone who is a speculator, you play by completely different rules. And if you lose at that game, you don't lose your home, you don't lose your job, you don't really lose anything that you absolutely need. If you lose at the game that everyone else plays, you can be out on the street, you're forced back on the dole, looking for work every day. And not to mention if you have a health problem, you know, where that leads you. They're just two different worlds that people live in. And the majority of people live in a world where there are real consequences and where people are really suffering. And that anger is directed at a different world, the world where speculators run things.
I guess that hatred or that like resentment now to what's happening, like in some of those stories we heard there, is obviously very palpable at the moment. Where do you see this stuff leading, though? Like, it's obviously, you know, we've had a protest last Tuesday. We had one on Saturday.
You know, I'm going to cut you off because we're actually getting breaking news into the studio right now. The new management team at Anglo-Irish Bank is planning to move staff to a less high-profile office. So they basically left their headquarters at St. Stephen's Green. They're citing the recent wave of protests as the reason for their leaving.
That's a pretty big victory for these protests, that Anglo would move off what is a pretty plush headquarters on St. Stephen's Green.
They're leaving the center of Dublin. I mean, they're moving out of being at the center of Irish power. And I think that's definitely in response to what they see as a growing movement against them. I imagine the protesters are going to have a lot to celebrate with Anglo-Irish Bank leaving their headquarters. In terms of solutions, I don't think right now that there's a clear way to move forward other than to continue to build on what the protesters have won already. I think that's a good place to leave this.
Okay, thanks, James.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, folks, we're going to leave it there for this week. We'd really appreciate any comments, questions, queries, feedback on what you thought of the show to voicesfromtherecession@gmail.com.
If you know any voices that should be heard from this recession, drop us a line.